Welcome to 180V.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. The following phrase jumped into my mind when the masses began salivating over AI. AI is a tech what the automatic transmission is to the automobile. Repeat. AI is tech what the automatic transmission is to the automobile. That's a dig, by the way. Let's first state the obvious, which is AI serves multiple functions. In this episode, we will focus on one, AI in the workplace. So why am I dig? My point is that employing AI as a substitute for hiring someone who's competent is an accident in the making. Translated, those who think AI will permit companies to hire inferior staff so as to lower labor costs are engaged in delusional thinking. For the record, I'm not opposed to crutches in the workplace so long as a person using the crutch can perform said task without the crutch. Meaning, the crutch serves as an assistant, not a substitute. For example, employing a program or calculator to perform math is fine, so long as the user didn't need a tutor to pass the ninth grade math class. The user of a crutch must be capable of critiquing the crutch. This mandates that the user possess, quote, game regarding the field in question. Now that said, AI will shine light on the fact that many members of the workforce perform tasks which do not require any real talent and therefore could be disposed of with very little, if any, negative impact on a company. However, AI will not replace those employees who engage in tasks which require creative thinking. To illustrate my point regarding creativity, I will pose two generic questions that all the listeners will understand. Number one, why is beach property so expensive? Number two, what is the most significant engineering feature in a home? So why is beach property so expensive? Very popular in few locations? Wrong. The true reason? Math. Remember those compasses we used in school to draw circles? That chrome V-shaped device with a point on one end and a clamp for a pencil on the other. Now remember, when someone buys property, proximity to some given location is one of the buyer's top priorities. The issue with beach property is that 50% of the possibilities don't exist as the land is underwater. Moving on to my question about what makes our home so great. So what is the most significant innovation in a home? The heater? Air conditioner? Thermopane windows? Wrong. Walk over to a sink and open the cabinet door underneath. See that $5 U-shaped pipe? Ding, ding, ding. This MP3 reminds me of a broader point related to tech, and is directed at those who work for government or public service entities. If no one in your office possesses a fundamental understanding of tech, pay someone to sit on your side of the table when an outsider comes in for a presentation. It will save you the embarrassment of hiring either an incompetent company or one which fleeces those who pay to keep you employed. To close out, so why am I earlier did comparing AI to the automatic transmission? Simple. As with automobiles, placing people with inferior talent behind the wheel doesn't end well. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.